Can you guess what this next sound is? No, it's not what you think it is, my friend. That's a young New Zealand sea lion pup, also known as Hooker sea lion, and it's one of the rarest of all sea lion pups. It lives in New Zealand, of course, and it's just 15 of them were born on the mainland last year. The species was hunted to extinction from the New Zealand mainland, but it's been making a comeback in recent years, and that's the topic of our latest macroscope video. Video producer Chelsea Fisk went to New Zealand to capture the sound of those pups and their parents to see what it takes to help that group of sea lions bounce back. Welcome to Science Friday, Chelsea.
Hi, thank you for having me.
What? That was a strange sound. I never expected that to be a sea lion pup.
Yeah, I noticed a lot of people online were saying that they basically are just burping. So that was a new take I hadn't heard before. But it's very cute in person, I assure you.
Yeah, I was ready to say, excuse me, you know, thinking people thought I was doing it. Now, there was a large population of sea lions that once lived in the mainland in New Zealand at one time.
Yes, that's correct. They used to be found all over on the coast of mainland New Zealand. And then hundreds of years ago, they were hunted to extinction. The subspecies that was on the mainland was hunted to extinction, leaving only the subspecies remaining on the subantarctic islands, so like the Auckland Islands. That was hundreds of years ago. And then not until 1993 was there one female sea lion who they affectionately call Mum, who swam up from the subantarctics, and a local farmer actually found her and a pup back in 1993, and that was the first pup to be born on mainland New Zealand in probably over 200 years. And now all of the pups that are being born on the mainland now pretty much all descend from this one female. So it was pretty remarkable. And it was pretty out of the blue, too. No known reason. She just kind of decided, you know, I want to look for greener pastures.
Yeah.
So.
Wanderlust there. Are they all in one spot? Are they hemmed in? Are they conserved? Or what happened? I'm trying to get a visual picture of where they're sitting or lying around.
Sure. So as far as the Auckland Islands, you know, if you see visuals, they look it's definitely more densely populated there. As far as the New Zealand mainland, there are only maybe 200 or so sea lions that are considered residents of the mainland at this point. You know, there are some visitors that come up from the Auckland Islands, but they're not densely packed. If you see, you know, you're lucky if you might see a couple together on a beach. But typically, you know, especially with these new mums, they're on their own with their pups.
I'm Ira Flatow. This is Science Friday from PRI, Public Radio International. Talking with Chelsea Fisk, who went to New Zealand to create our latest macroscope video. Let's hear what that, for people tuning in, let's hear what that pup sounds like again. Now that wasn't me. It wasn't me. Do I understand this correctly? That you actually discovered a pup yourself?
Yes. We were very fortunate. I was with my husband Brandon, and the Department of Conservation there was very generous, especially with their one, basically sea lion whisperer, this ranger Jim, who you'll see in the video, and he had kind of shown us the ropes, how to identify where sea lions have been. And so Brandon and I were on a beach one day just sort of getting some B-roll, and we were heading back to our car, so climbing up these dunes and through a brush area. And I heard exactly what you just played, a tiny little bark. And, you know, we knew enough to know that that was a pup. So we looked around, saw an area that had been kind of flattened, because these are huge creatures, so they tend to flatten any brush that they sort of move over. Mm. And so we crawled under this bush, and there was a little newborn pup, probably no more than a week old, under the bush. So It was very exciting, especially because, as you mentioned, there were only 15 born on the mainland this year. And what the New Zealand Sea Lion Trust does is they typically, and we had found this out beforehand, that anyone who finds a sea lion pup is usually granted the rights to naming that sea lion pup. And so we did find out that was a male sea lion pup, and he's also featured in the video. But we are open to suggestions as far as names. We have not chosen a name yet. Typically, they like to do names that are related to Maori culture or science, wildlife, New Zealand, you know, trying to avoid the fluffies and princesses and things of that nature.
So far,
open to ideas.
So you're welcoming our listeners to suggest names.
Yes, I would love to get some suggestions.
Okay.
I was never very creative with naming my stuffed animals, so this is sort of a big task.
Yeah, a lot of Beanie Babies. So if you want to suggest a name, we're going to set this up here for people who are listening. They really want to suggest a name, and you say we want it to be related to New Zealand or Maori or science or wildlife, none of those poofy names that people come up with. You can send a tweet us. Tweet us your name for the pup at SciFry, the normal tweet address, at SciFry, at SCIFRI. Tweet us your suggested name for this New Zealand pup. And you'll judge it. You'll judge it yourself, Chelsea.
Yeah. I mean, hopefully, it's ultimately up to this New Zealand Sea Lion Trust, so they will have final veto power. But I will cull through the suggestions and offer them my favorites.
How is the population doing now?
So the population, it's interesting, actually. The population on the Auckland Islands, which has historically been more robust, is actually on a decline. And whether that's due to, there's a problem with bycatch with fisheries, and also, that population down there is actually having to go much further to forage for their food. So whatever the case may be, that population is decreasing, and so it makes it especially important that the mainland population is steadily on the rise. So
mm-hmm. Okay.
15 pups born this year, which is like a record. So
that's great.
We're
to hear.
Hoping for more. Yeah.
Well, we'll wait to see what our listeners come up with. Hopefully better name than I can suggest or get away with. Chelsea Fisk is a video producer. You can see her latest macroscope video up there on our website at sciencefriday.com/sealion.